You have your Bible, turn this morning to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I want to begin reading at verse 10 this morning if God will be our help. Acts chapter 16 and verse 10. The Bible says, "And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came to with a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us." Paul says that he was there and he seen a vision. And he said, immediately he began to seek the will of God. And he said, "We endeavored to go into Macedonia, and assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us or to preach the gospel unto them." Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a minute, on a more sure word. Amen. On a more sure word. I'm so thankful today God gives us clearance in His Word. Amen. I'm glad God ain't somebody that makes vague statements that we can't understand and we have to try to figure out. But I'm glad we serve a God today that's real, and He gives us words and descriptions and shows us just exactly what we need. And he said, we loosed from Troas, came with a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis. He said, from thence we to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. He said, this was a Roman colony in Macedonia. He said, it was a great part. It was a center of great trafficking, if you will. A lot of merchandise was going through this place. A lot of folks would come to sell and to buy and to get goods. And he said, this is where God sent us to. And he said, we're there in that city abiding certain days. I'm glad when people will show up and wait on the Lord. I'm glad we can come to a place, amen, where we can wait on God and God will show up. Amen. I'm glad when you get to looking for Him, praise God, He'll come to where you're at. He'll show Himself to you. He'll help you see Him as He is. He'll manifest Himself to you. I've said it so many times, in so many ways that you'll have to like one of them. That's just how good God is. Ain't so much goodness in Him, praise God. You can't help you get to looking to find something that you like. You can't help but find something that'll help you along the way. And I'm saying we're living in a day and hour. We need all the help we can get. Amen. We're living in a time, in a place, in a day that we need the help of the Lord. Amen. We need it as a nation. We need it as in our families. And we need it down at the church house. We need all the help, all the instruction, all the hope that we can get. Amen. Because we're just about come to a place of hopelessness in this world. That's why there's so many of our young people that's going out and getting hooked on drugs and alcohol and everything else, trying to find just a little bit of hope. But all they're doing is just messing up their mind. Amen. It's the devil's way of distracting them so that they can't see, they can't get, can't be partakers of the truth. But I'm glad that when you get a hold of the truth will set you free. Amen. It takes a more sure word of God. Amen. It'll send a message to your heart. It'll bypass your head, go in the depths of your heart, and help you see Jesus as He is. I'm talking about a Savior, praise God. I'm talking about a one that got up out of the grave, praise God. After 3 days, He gave His life for me and you, but He didn't stay dead. The Bible said we're dead in trespasses and sins now. A lot of our loved ones are lost, on their way to a demon's devil hell. Amen. The fiery pit. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that loves us. He came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. Amen. And He came to seek and to save that was lost. But the Bible tells us here that they come to the river and sit on the Sabbath day. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city to by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. It was a place where prayer was, where they'd get together and pray and talk to God. They'd commune with the Lord. Amen? You say, well, preacher, why did they do it down by the riverside? Well, there's a lot of places that, see, if you didn't have, in order to establish a synagogue, you had to have 10 Jewish men, amen, godly men, in order to form a synagogue. And the Bible tells us here that it don't mention about no men, but it talks about these women that would come to worship the Lord. It talks about some women that would come along, pray God, to praise God. Come along. It talks about some women, pray God, that come along to get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, to commune with Him just a little bit. And they come down to the riverside. Now you can just see it. You say, well, preacher, why did they come to the river? Because that's where they would do their ceremonial worship, a washing. They'd come down, they'd cleanse themselves, they'd wash their hands, praise God, in the semblance of getting the world off of them. I believe we've come to the place where we can wash our hands and get the world off of us, praise God, before we come down to the house of God. Amen. I believe we can worship Him just a little bit. I believe we come in, praise God, and clean up our hands, glory to God. Amen. So that He could look at our heart, He could see our hands, and we could talk to God. Amen. Amen. I like to have a little talk with Him. Tell Him all about my troubles. He'll hear my faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Praise God, He'll touch my heart. He'll reach down where I'm at, praise God, and He'll make a difference in me. And He'll make a difference too. I believe these folks have come, praise God, to have a difference made in their lives. But I'm afraid so many times that we come along, we just bebop in, we bebop out, and we go out just like we came in. We ought to come looking for the Lord, praise God. He said you'll find Him if you seek Him early. You know what I need? Believe we need that preacher to get me. I believe we need to get up on Sunday mornings, praise God, and just get along in our prayer closet and see if we can find God, amen, get a hold of Him before we ever come down to the house of God so that we can worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. That the Spirit of God will lead us in the truth of God so He can help us, praise God, through the Word of God. Encouraging our hearts and lifting us up, praise, taking us to a place that we've never been before. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Hey, praise God. These folks went down to the riverside. They went down looking for the Lord. Amen. They went down to worship God. Amen. Their whole intent. Now listen, their whole intent was to worship God. A lot of times I believe we come down to the house of God, praise God, just to see what's going on. And you know what I'd like one time? I'd like to come down to the house of God and everybody forget about everybody else, praise God, just get in there and worship God. Amen. Amen. Come with a clean hands and a pure heart and say, oh God, show up today and help me. Amen. Show up today and help my brother. Show up today and help my sisters. But we see the Bible said there was a certain lady there named Lydia, a seller of purple. Now this, let me tell you this. This was a rich lady. She was a rich lady. Purple was a color of the rich. Purple was a color of prestige. In order to have purple things, praise God, you had to have some money. Amen. Because it took a whole lot in order to make that color purple. So we see this one. She wasn't just any woman. She was a woman of wealth. She was a woman of means. Now a lot of times we say, well, you go what? I've got all I need. And you know what a lot of people like that say? Well, I don't need God. Because I've got all I need. Well, let me ask you a question. Who do you think it come from? Amen. Everything that we have, it's His. I mean, we're just pilgrims passing through. We're strangers and sojourners. We're headed for a city. Amen. Who has foundations, whose builder and maker's God. I mean, everything that we see, everything that we touch, amen, it's His. Amen. We don't own nothing. You say, well, preacher, I own my property. You don't do it. You don't pay your taxes and see who owns it. Amen. And just a heartbeat, it'll be gone. And you'll be left out on the street. Amen. But praise God, this woman, she was a wealthy woman. She was a proselyte into Judaism. Amen. She believed that there was only one God. Amen. She believed that. She had left idolatry and the hedonism of the world, praise God, and she'd come in the envelope of believing that there was a true and a living God. Hey, I don't believe there's a person in here today that don't believe that there's a God. We look around today, the Bible says that at the world, everything that we see proclaims that there's a God. Amen? There's a creator. There's somebody made this. You say, well, preacher, I believe in evolution. Amen. Which come first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken. Amen. Can't have an egg without chicken. Big Bang Theory. There's a problem with that, though. In order to have a Big Bang, you've got to have something to pull it together to make the bang. You've got to have a... But praise God, that's not there. Amen. But praise God, I say there's a true and a living God today. And He makes all things. And this lady, this lady, Lydia, this rich woman, she come down there by the riverside. Amen. She come down and she come down to worship God. Amen. She had come to have a little talk with the Lord. Come to praise God, not to be seen, not to sell her goods, praise God, but she come to worship the Lord. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying she come to get in. She didn't come to get out. I wonder how many times we come down to the house of God and we come, boy, that preacher, hurry up and get done. Amen. I've got to go to the house and I've got to get this stuff ready for tomorrow and I've got to go eat and I got to, and we don't even think about what's going on down the house of God. Amen. Boy, if we come along, we just purify our mind and we'd come to worship God. Praise the Lord. I appreciate Brother Robert a while ago. He about got beside himself. Amen. Why? Because he's worshiping God. Amen. He is recognizing who is, praise God, who is he has had favor with and who was representing him on the throne of grace. Amen. He was excited about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said she worshiped God and she heard us. Amen. She heard. Amen. Well, what does it mean to hear? That means that your understanding's awakened. Amen. Her understanding, amen, all of a sudden it was like something began to speak. See, she knew that they was a God. But she had never heard the more sure word. These people all over the world, they praise God, that's never heard a more sure word. We had us a time over in Israel. They had a special ceremony for Brother Ralph. And he didn't know about it. None of us did. And they called us over to the minister of tourism. And we went into that facility, and while we was there, there was an old rabbi come in. And he come in and he began to talk to us and begin to explain to us. He's a Jew. And he had a flute and a harp and a trumpet, and he began to use it. He said, how music speaks to your heart. Amen. And how it links you up and it connects you with God and godliness. And he played those instruments for it, and he talked and this and that. And when they did, they presented Brother Ralph. This was his 50th trip with groups to the Holy Land. And they present the minister of tourism presented him with a plaque and a silver coated shofar, one of those big horns that you blow, amen, a ram's horn. And praise God! And they present him with a letter from the governor of Jerusalem, amen, and just thanking and praising him for being a representative for Israel, amen. Praise the Lord, what a blessing it was. But the most special thing about it, praise God, is the sweet Spirit of God that filled that room. And he told Brother Ralph as we was going out, he got him and he shook his hand and he said, Shalom, Shalom. He said, praise God. He said, I've never felt it like this before. Amen. He said, there's a spirit here that's so real. See, they're looking for something, praise God. They came and, hey, Lord, they're looking to worship, amen. They just need a little more sure word. I believe people want to worship today. We just need a little more sure word. Amen. That little old felt tears welding up in his eyes. He said, I've never felt it like this before. Amen. The words that, hey, the people that we've now, he said, I've never been touched like this before. Well, there was the Spirit of God. It was so thick. Amen. Glory be to God. It was so thick in there. You could carve it with a knife. Amen. They was a communion. They was a coming together. Wow, this ain't just about over. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're fixing to see the beginning of the end. Praise the Lord. So her understanding was awake. She began to understand. They're beginning to understand the Messiah's coming. They're looking for the second time. Amen. I mean, for the first time. We're looking for the second time unto God with rejoicing. Amen. So she heard. Her understanding was awakened. Her will was stirred. Amen. Not only her understanding, but her will. He said, whose heart the Lord opened. Amen. Why? Because her understanding was stirred. Amen. Her understanding was enlightened and her will began to speak to her. Amen. Not her will, but God's be done. Amen. When our will we give, when we turn our will over to the Lord. Amen. You say, well, why would I do that? That's what Jesus did. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Not my way, not my will, not my thinking, praise God, but the Lord's. He said, that's what makes the difference in us. She said her understanding was enlightened, her will was changed. In Romans 10 and 10, the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Amen. What happened? Her heart was stirred within her. With the heart man believe unto righteousness. That's doing what's right according to what God says. Amen. Where we've messed up in a world and in this United States of America, praise God, is we forgot about what God says. What God says is still right. Amen. It's the perfect inerrant Word of God is what we have, amen, and what God says is right, and you can take it to the bank. Amen. When our understanding is enlightened and our will, praise God, is turned to the will of God, amen, and we believe in our heart under the righteousness, amen, that understanding, the light comes on. We begin to understand, praise God, what God wants of us, what God wants us to do. And when we begin to understand that, He begins to change our heart. Amen? He begins to change our heart. He begins to change our heart attitude. Our attitude becomes different. Praise the Lord, because He changes me. Amen? Now, she no longer loves what she used to love. And now she hates that she used to love. Amen. Praise God. She's got a new love in her heart. Something been changed. Amen. That she used to love, she hates. Praise God. Amen. There's a lot of things I used to love. Praise God. Now I don't care nothing about them. I don't care nothing about the rock and roll music. I don't care nothing about country western music. I don't care nothing. I don't care nothing about the alcohol and the drugs and the worldliness. It don't affect me none. It don't help me none. But praise God, there's a new stirring down in my soul. Praise God. So she worshiped the Lord and she heard Him. Amen. And said, the Lord opened her heart. Now I want you to notice what takes place. This is the Lord's work. There's so many places that's trying to get folks in, praise God, by things and traditions and the things that we do. I want to say, praise God, that's not the way you get in. Amen. We'll get in, praise God, on the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ and that alone. We won't get in on saying this or doing that or anything else. Praise God, we'll get in when the good God of glory speaks to our heart when He calls us unto Himself. Jesus said in John 6:44, He said, no man can come to Me except the Father which hath sent Me draw him. Only way we get in, only way you can be saved is when God the Father draws you. There's got to be a drawing on your heart. Amen. Now you can't even come and confess to the Lord draws you. And He says, hey, you know what? What you're doing is wrong. Amen. Illuminating your mind, stirring in your heart, praise God, so you can come repent of it and get right with God. Amen. It makes a difference. These ladies were down here. They come to worship, but praise God, they didn't know all that they was going to get into. So they began to hear what was taking place. Maybe for the first time, amen, they received a sure word from God. Amen. I wonder how long it's been since we've received a sure word. That the word's been really real to us. Amen. Just something that, it's not just something that somebody throws out there nonchalantly and you say, well, okay, I can take it or leave it. That's the attitude of a lot of people today. But I want to say, praise God, there's a more sure word that'll speak to our heart and show us the way. It'll lead us in the way of righteousness for His sake. Amen. Bring us to a place because God's a drawing us. Amen. It's by grace. Amen. It's by grace that we get in when God's drawing power speaks to us. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, He said, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. He said, I stand at the door and knock. But I won't say the handle's on the inside. Amen. The handle's on the inside. He stand at the door and knock, but we've got to open unto Him. He said, if you'll open unto Me, He said, I'll come in with you and sup with you and you with Me. He said, if we want to get the good things of God, praise God, we got to hear Him when He's knocking. Amen. They come together to worship God. But they got a more sure word, praise God. Jesus is standing at the door, He's a knocking. Amen. Said He's a knocking on the door. Praise God. David said in Psalms 51, in verse 10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Why, he said, what was he saying? He said, the Lord's standing at the door and He's a knocking, praise God. He said, I'm going to fling it open wide and have Him come in and clean me up. Amen. Come to where I'm at, praise, and give me the help that I need. I think a lot of times we get to thinking about all these other folk. Amen. And what they need. And if we think about who we are, what we need, praise the Lord, we need help from God. Amen. I need help from the Lord to be that that He'd have me to be and get the help He'd have me to have. Amen? So when He knocks, praise God, I'm going to run over and open the door just as quick as I can. And I'm going to invite Him in, praise God, and I'm going to sup with Him and take what He has for me. Amen? And He's feed my soul, praise God. He'll feed your soul. He'll give us all that we need. This lady here, she had money and she had wealth. You say, well, she's pretty much set. She didn't need nothing else. That's what the mindset of the world would say. Oh, she's set, man. She's got everything. She's got the nice house, the fine car, good nice clothes. Amen. But if you have all those things, you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Amen. If the Lord, the Father in heaven ain't ever touched your heart, showed you the need for a Savior, praise God, you have nothing. Amen. When it comes time to leave out of here, praise God, you'll leave with nothing. He said, well, preacher, I got all this stuff. Amen. And it'll be somebody else's. I've never seen a U-Haul fall in a hearse to the graveyard. And if it does, it's as far as that grave, as far as they can go. Amen. But praise God, when you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, amen, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God stirred in you, you've accepted Him, you walk with Him, you're living for Him, praise the Lord, you've got it all. Like the old saying, when you get the Son, you get it all. He that takes the Son gets it all, praise the Lord. That's His holy name. See, this is beyond a natural power. Nature can't do this. Because naturally we're the children of rebellion. Naturally we're going to go our own way. That's why he says that we need to raise our children in the way that they should go. Amen. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Because if we'll raise them up in the way that they would go, they'll go wrong. If you let them go the way they want to. We have so many people today that's crazy as a shot cat. They say, well, you know what? Little Johnny, he needs to just do what he wants. I let him be his own person. Little Johnny wants to go play in the street. I let little Johnny go play in the street. Well, you're dumb as a box of rocks. Amen? Because little Johnny will get killed. Little Johnny will end up suffering. Little Johnny will end up hurt. But we bring him up in a nursery admonition. Lord, show him the goodness of God. Amen? And respect for God and godliness. Amen? He'll be somebody that mama can be proud of. And he won't bring his mama to tears. Praise the Lord. But he'll bring them to a place, praise God, where they can be productive in society. But we got a bunch of folks today, amen, that's trying to get power through the natural ways, through natural means. And they ain't no power in it. We don't have power over this flesh. We surely don't have power over the world. But we have power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He brings us out. Amen. That's His holy name. The Bible said that she worshiped the Lord. She heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Now said she attended unto things. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, He says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How do you get in? Amen. You hear the Word of God. It takes the Word of God to touch your heart. It takes the Word of God to convict you. It takes the Word of God to convict you and convince you and to show you your need, praise God, until the Holy Word, the Holy Ghost of God convicts your heart. Praise God, you'll never get saved. But when the Holy Ghost of God moves in through the preaching of the Word, the foolishness of preaching, and didn't say foolish preaching, but He said the foolishness of preaching, praise God, to help you realize that He's a God of glory and He loved you enough and He sent His only begotten Son who before the foundation of the world He said, Father, they're going to mess up, but I'll go and be that petition. I'll go and be that redemption. I'll go and be that price that was paid for the sins of the world. Amen. He steps out in faith. He said, so then faith cometh by hearing. We got to hear. Amen. We got to be listening. In other words, we got to understand. We got to take in what God's saying. Said she attended unto the Word. She paid attention. Amen. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Amen. See, this hearing is an instructive sense. We hear it, praise God, because we want to. See, you're never going to hear it just because you got to. But we'll hear it when we want to. Amen. When we realize we come to the end of ourselves and we realize that we're nothing without Him and that we need some help. Amen. When we run up that white flag, praise God, and say, Lord God, I surrender. I surrender all. I'm not able. I need help. Amen. It's when we do that, man, we will hear the Word of God. Amen. And we'll hear and we'll believe and we'll be saved. Amen. But there's so many out here in the world, they're trying to work their way in. He said, for by grace you save. And not of works. Amen. Praise God. It's not what we do. Praise God. It's the finished product. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. We went to the garden tomb the other day. Amen. And, I was expecting something there. Amen. Went to the garden tomb and the door was shut. And the sign over the door. He said, He is not here. Amen. For He has risen. Guess what? When we opened the door, there was nothing there. Amen. What was it? Just an empty tomb. Why? Because after 3 days, He got up. You say, why 3 days? Because at the fourth day, His body would begin to fall under corruption. Amen. Remember when Lazarus died and He said He got there after 4 days? He said, Lord, by now He stinketh. The decaying process has started. But glory be to God, before the decay ever set in, the Lord was out in the region, praise God, in paradise, in that gulf that was fixed, praise God, on the third day, praise God, early in the morning, He come out of there, praise God. Amen. A more sure word is what they needed, that Jesus Christ is alive, yeah. And He's alive forevermore. He's alive to make intercession for me and you, praise God, to be an advocate with the Father. So when the devil brings up those riling accusations, and oh, he will, he'll bring up riling accusations about you. He'll pour and throw the old scringly, bony finger at you. He'll say, God, what about him? Huh? Did you see what she did? That's what he does. The Bible says he's an accuser of the brethren. Always pointing that old bony finger. You know, anytime you point a finger, praise God, you always got some pointing back at you. Amen. Do you know what God the Father does? This God the Son, He praise God. He's when they point a finger and say, did you know what she did? Do you know what he did? Say, Lord, they said, devil, do you know what you got coming to you? Amen. Do you know what your destiny is? I said, that's one of mine. He said, it's been covered by the blood. Amen. Praise God, you can tell on them all you want to. Praise God. But they've been covered by the blood. Lord Jesus Christ. They've been washed and made clean. Righteous in the righteousness of God. Amen. They heard. She heard that instruction. Praise God. In the faith of hearing. Amen. By being willing to listen. Amen. It's important that we be willing to listen. Amen. We got to be willing to hear what God's saying. We can't just sit there and let it go in one ear and out the other. Like a beagle dog chasing a rabbit. Amen. We got to realize that God's speaking to us this morning. He's given us that to encourage us. He said, these women come and they come to worship God. But they needed a more sure word. They need a little bit of encouragement. Amen. And said that she attended. Bible said she attended in things which were spoken of Paul. Amen. It was accompanied the attention. Amen. They was an accompanying of the attention that she had, praise God, that through hearing and through faith, praise God, they come together. And she realized, praise God, that they was more to worship than what she thought, that they was a good God of heaven and Lord Jesus Christ that made it possible for men and women, boys and girls like us to make it to heaven. Amen. He said it was she, they said, Lydia said he's a more sure word. Amen. They said, more sure word that Jesus Christ has died and risen again. And because He lives. Boy, they down there on the riverbank. They was some shouting and a praising God. Amen. We were down there by the River Jordan one day. Down there where John baptized the Lord Jesus. And boy, what a special place. Right across the Jordan is Jordan. Amen. And they was some Israeli soldiers stationed there right across the river. They had two platforms built, and across the river is another platform, and the Jordanian soldiers are sitting there, and they're sitting there looking across the river at each other. And the river is not much wider than this church right there at that place. And, I mean, we're sitting there looking right over, sitting in Israel, looking right over into Jordan, there at the place where they said that John the Baptist baptized our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God. John down there in the river, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Glory. And Brother Ralph said, said, I want a couple of you preachers to just... So I want a couple of you preachers just to up here and just give a little word of testimony about what this trip means to you. And Brother Jeff Moore got up and he said, you know what God this trip meant to him. First time he'd ever been there and how he had prayed, but he had never anticipated, you know, what the places go, what he would see. And then he asked me to say a few words. And boy, I thought, what a God I serve. And boy, I tell you what, the Holy Ghost of God moved on that place. I could feel the presence of Him there with me. See, He walked through that place. He was baptized in that river. Praise God. He come out of there. Praise God. And He sent the Holy Spirit to live in my heart. And there was an explosion in me. Praise God. It was something surreal. Why? Because He lives in my heart. How do you know? Because of a more sure word. Praise God. More sure word that Jesus Christ, my Lord, suffered for me on Calvary. Oh, I could tell you about the sufferings, the place we went, but I'm going to save those for Wednesday night. Hey, man, we're going to have some Wednesday night, and I'm just going to unroll this trip before you. So if you miss Wednesday night, you won't know nothing about our trip. But boy, what a blessing it was. Boy, the Spirit of God was so real. Amen. And I can imagine Lydia, she was standing there and she got that more sure word from God. Amen. She'd come there to worship. But praise God, she went out of their field to rejoice. Amen. The Bible said that she was baptized in her house. Amen. They don't say whether she was married or single. But praise God, I believe that everybody that she had work, maybe all those folks that she had making cloth. Amen. All those clothes that she had shelling those muscles to get that purple. Amen, that Murex muscle. Some people say it's a snail. I've never been able to find that. But there's a Murex muscle. And it would take hundreds of those muscles just to make a little teeny tiny cup full, like a little, just a little bigger than a thimble full. And they would, she'd take that, and it was so precious. And I begin to think about that precious blood, that royal blood, praise God, that flowed from the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe when she began to see that, and they said, Lydia, he said, that precious blood of Jesus that flowed for you. And I believe she thought how precious that was. She thought about that precious commodity she had in that purple that she used to make the dye for that cloth. But she said, praise God, this precious flow, praise God, come from the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it made possible for salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. She got a more sure word. And the Bible said she attended to the things of God. She attended to those things, praise God. She was, and it got her attention. And she began to serve God. Praise God. And she said, God, I can just see her. She got in there and got saved, got baptized, maybe got baptized right there in the river. Amen. Plain place that Jesus got baptized. Amen. She said, I need to be baptized. And they said, well, right here's where Jesus got baptized. She said, glory be to God, let's do it. Amen. She'd come out of there shouting and praising God because of that more sure word. Amen. And she'd come out of rejoicing. She had got what she come to got and more. She'd just come to worship God. Amen. But praise God, that day God got a hold of her. And she went out there not only after she worshiped, she went out rejoicing. See, I'm thinking sometimes we come to worship God, but we don't worship in spirit and truth. We just come to worship God somehow or another. And we go out just as empty as we come in. But praise God, if we take in that more sure word, praise God, it'll stir in the depths of our heart and He'll give us that we need to go out rejoicing that we can attend to the things of God. She said she attended unto things which were spoken of Paul. She was baptized in the household and she besought us saying, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And the Bible said that she constrained them. Amen. She says, praise God. Listen, fellas. She said, I don't want you to go nowhere. She said, I want some more of that. Amen. I want some more of that sure word. Amen. I want a more sure word. I want you to show me. I want you to teach me. I want you to instruct me. I want you to come to my house. I want you to sit down at the table with me. I want you to show me. Praise God. He said, well, preacher, really? I said, that's the way it ought to be for me and you. That more sure word, amen. We ought to long for it. We ought to desire it. Amen. We ought to come expecting it. Praise the Lord. That more sure word from God. Amen. She come not, praise God, but she come and she went with more than she came with. I'm saying today, listen, if we don't go out here with more than we came with, then we're missing the mark. Amen. We ought to come in, praise God, pull up to the table and just sup with the Lord. But he's standing at the door and he's knocking. You got to go over and open it up. He's a gentleman. He won't force his way in. But boy, if you'll throw that door open, say, come on in, Jesus. Praise the Lord, come on in. You know what he'll do? He'll come in and he'll overflow you like he was doing Brother Robert this morning. Amen. What was that? That was a more sure word. It was a touch in his heart. It was stirring him on his inside. Amen. That was a good God of glory. Just saying, hey, son, boy, I love you. Just keep singing my glory. He said, well, preacher, he messed up 2 or 3 times. Praise God, I'd rather mess up for Jesus than knock a home run for the devil. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong about messing up. If you don't ever mess up, you ain't ever done nothing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Just get in there and do the best you can. That's all God expects. But this woman, she come and she got a more sure word, praise God, from the Lord. Amen. We need a more sure word today, don't we? We need a more sure word from God that He's there, He loves us, He cares for us, and He wants to help us, and He wants us to go out here like Lydia. He wants us to go out here rejoicing in the Lord. And boy, that ought to be our heart's desire today, to go out rejoicing in the Lord, praising His holy name, thanking Him for all that He's done for us. Amen. That more sure word of God.